Hello, this is your man on the street. Oh, I see a nice young lady over here. Miss, what's your name?
Miss Singer.
Miss Singer?
Yes.
What's your last, is that your last name?
Yeah.
You said, what are you so happy for?
Because that's the way I am.
Are you married?
No.
What do you do for a living?
You wouldn't believe it.
I bet that, from the last poem, I wouldn't believe it. Don't touch the megas.
I bet you think that I work for Singer Sewing Machine.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, what a layo. This is one of those wild ones, folks.
You see, I go all around the city or the town, whichever the case may be, and I advertise for all these singers.
Singers, what?
See, my name used to be Mrs. Brown, but I changed it to Singer.
Oh, and you do this advertisement for the Singer company.
No, you know all these rock and roll singers?
Oh.
Well, I advertise for them, but they don't know it.
Oh.
See, I don't get paid for it.
Where do you live?
In New York City.
What street, please?
63rd Street.
Do you live alone or with your parents or a roommate or what?
I live with a roommate.
What's her name, please?
Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa what?
Gabor, naturally.
Oh, you live with a movie star.
Oh, yeah. She's my long-lost cousin.
On whose side?
Mine. Well, anything else you want to know?
Yes, are your mother and father still living? It's a personal question, but...
No, they're not. They died when before I was born. Both of them.
Oh, please, mister, control your kids. Not the yell in the streets of New York. Let me see.
Who I like best? I like Herman.
Herman who?
Herman and his hermit, silly.
What's that?
Didn't you never hear of Herman and his hermits?
What are those?
They
bugs?
They were on Ed Sullivan's night.
They were?
Of course.
Oh. And what are they? Bugs or what?
No.
Oh, they're those...
Silly.
What are they?
They are the greatest singing group in all of England.
Oh, they're people. Oh, what do they sing? Name a song they sing.
Well, they sing Can't You Hear My Heartbeat.
How's that go? Could you sing a bar of that?
Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When the
That's enough. That's enough. We want to break the microphone equipment. I'm sorry, Joe, but that, you know. Yeah, I know. The voice is cool. This is back to the show.
Yes?
I didn't ask your age. How old are you?
22.
And what?
And a half.
Half a year?
Of course.
Oh, well, some people, they go right to the exact day, 22 and
Oh, well,
two
if
days.
You want to know, I'm 22 years, 6 months, 3 days, and 4 hours, 17 minutes, 12 seconds, 18 half seconds, 32 quarter seconds.
Thank you. I don't want to go through the time. We don't have enough time on this show. And, you said you're not married.
I don't have any kids either.
Well, if you're not married, you don't have any kids.
Well, you never know nowadays.
Yeah, you're right. Tell me about your childhood. Do you have any fun in your childhood? What'd you do? What'd you do in your childhood? That's what I want to know. Don't touch them.
You wouldn't believe it.
There I go again. Last time with Mrs. Bartzikaloop and Kathy Cantaloupe, you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe. I believe anything in New York City. The folks in New York City, they tell me everything. New York is one of the craziest places on the map. Now tell me what I don't believe.
Well, I grew up in Africa.
You grew up in Africa?
That's right.
You were born in Africa or you just...
No, I was born in France.
You were born in France and you went to Africa. Your folks went to Africa. Why?
Born in France. We moved to Italy for exactly 2 years and 1 month. Then we went to Germany for 5 years and 2 months. Then we moved to Africa.
Oh, and what did you do in Africa?
I lived there.
What'd you do? Did you meet any...
Africans?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They're very charming people, except they don't speak English.
Yeah, I know. Did you go lion hunting or buffalo hunting or tiger hunting? What was that?
No,
did you any hunting?
We went giraffe hunting.
Did you went giraffe? What'd you hunt?
Tigers.
Giraffe hunt?
Well, of course, silly. We wouldn't hunt tigers on a monkey hunt.
Oh.
You know why we hunt tigers?
Why?
To make bearskin rugs.
Oh. Tell me, Did you catch any of these little animals make pets? You know, like I see Jungle Boy and all those shows. They have those little, lines of tang, like Tarzan and lines of tang.
Oh, we had this cutest little monkey. Her name was Jaja. Oh, she
was the monkey's last name?
You wouldn't believe it.
Here I go again, folks.
Her last name was Brown.
You dirty old. Yes. What, Joe? That's enough. No? Oh, we have 30 seconds. Thank you, Joe.
You know why you wouldn't believe it? Because my name used to be Brown, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to go around with that monkey so much with little Zsa Zsa. Everyone thought that that was my... You wouldn't believe it.
Here I go. Ooh, one more time.
My daughter! My daughter! You know what's so funny?
What?
It was a boy!
Oh, my God.
You have heartburn.
No.
Try acid indigestion.
Where did that come from? I didn't answer any questions about heartburn.
Yeah, but you were gorgeous.
I was throwing up.
You're so cute. I like you.
Hope my wife ain't listening to this show. Honey, I can explain all this. Honey, get out of here.
You won't be able to explain this.
honey, I'll be right home. Ooh, get away from you. Oh, what? I gotta go off the...
I love you!
I see a man across the street. I wanna talk to the man across the
street.
No, I wanna be a sewing machine. I see a man across the street. I wanna talk to him. Oh, Mr. Please, man, don't run me over. Mr., what is your name, please?
You don't know my name?
What is your name?
I'll give you three guesses.
Willie Mays?
Right, how did you
Willie Mays?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I recognized, but what are you doing in New York? You live in San Francisco.
Well, I used to live in New York, you know, and I wanted to visit it.
Oh, are you what are you doing in New York?
Visiting it.
Who are you visiting?
My grandma.
Your grandma?
Yeah.
Where does she live?
In a house.
Well, how are the Giants doing this season?
They didn't do too good. They would have won the pennant, but they didn't have Orlando Cepeda, you know, the baby bull.
Is Orlando Cepeda your friend?
Yeah.
And how about McCovey?
Yeah, he's our friend, too.
Who's the manager?
Herman Franks.
Are you the captain of the team?
Yeah, I'm the captain.
Oh, you're the captain. Tell me something. Tell me. I want to know, how do you hold the bat? How do you hit those home runs way over the wall? Tell me.
Well, for one thing, I don't choke up on the bat, and I hold it real tight.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I swing fast, and I hit home runs.
Oh. You don't like Mickey Mantle, do you?
Nah, he always whips.
Yeah. How come?
Well, he...
Folks, this is utterly... A lady has just fainted in the streets of New York on Times Square. She has just saw Willie Mays. She ran across the street, almost hit by a truck, and fainted on Times Square, on the white line on Times Square. The cops are around. They're boarding up the streets. People, get back. She's coming too. She saw Willie Mays and she fainted. Lady, you're on.
I don't believe it.
You're on the Man in the Street program.
I don't believe
it. Something.
I don't believe it.
What do you believe? What do you believe?
I don't believe it.
Who? You just fainted. Cops, take over, please. Thank you. Get back to Willie Mays. Boy, you must be well known in New York City.
Well, I guess I am.
Tell me, how old are you?
34.
34. Good. When were you born?
Let me see. It was May 10th, 1931.
Take the lady. Oh, okay. Oh, the cops. Mr. Cop, officer, did you take the lady away?
No.
Where'd you send her? To the hospital?
No. Junkyard.
Junkyard? That lady. Oh, ooh, boy, if you ever saw that lady. Oh, what a face on that puss. Oh, did you see that face on her?
Yeah, it was so terrible.
How could she like you? How could you like her?
Well, she must have been at Yankee Stadium visiting Mickey Mantle. She must have looked like that after she saw his face.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Willie Mays. I'm glad to see my kids love, they watch the, I can't even watch my Bozo cartoons. They always throw on you every day, but I'm getting to like you, and I'm going to stop watching Bozo.
Tell them to rip up all their Mickey Mantle cars.
They burn their cars, they get punks and they burn them, they get your cars, they frame, they hang them on the wall.
Good.
You go in my son's room, my son, John DeLosa, they call him Long Legs.
Oh, I thought they call him Stupid.
No. And he likes to play, he loves baseball, he has your pictures all over the room, he has baseball books, baseball diaries, and all those things. Oh, I see a nice... Thank you, Mr. Willie Mays. Say goodbye to the folks.
Bye!
Folks, we bring celebrities all over the place. Folks, you wouldn't believe it.
I believe it.
as I swear to God, guess who I see coming down Van Houten Avenue? Abby Lane! Miss Abby Lane, what are you doing in New York City?
Echo.
I can tell that. Joe, stop playing with the instruments. Miss Abby Lane, what are you doing in New York City?
Well,
I want to know.
Well, I'm just visiting, you know.
I never knew you were Southern.
I wasn't.
Well, how come you talk with a Southern accent like that?
Well, I just made this new picture, you know, and I had to put on a Southern accent. I just can't seem to lose it.
Oh, so Abby Lane, he's just fainted. A cop's brought back those things. This is twice in 2 days, in 1 day. Twice in 1 day.
I hate her. I'll kill her.
Get him back, officer. Get him back.
Oh,
my God. Miss Abby Lane, you're well known in New York City.
Yes, darling. I just noticed that.
Oh, that Mickey Mantle fin, I'll kill
him. How old are you, Miss Abby Lane?
Well, I'd rather not say.
Who do you live with? I know you're not married. Do you live alone? I hope. I mean, honey, I didn't mean that.
No, honey, child, I don't live alone. I live with my manager.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Miss Holmes.
Miss Holmes. And who else?
And my makeup director, which is also a lady. Her name is Mrs. McGillicuddy.
Oh. Well, thank you. What else could I ask you? Do you know when you're making your next picture? I can't wait to see it.
Honey. We're going to start in about a month. It should be out in about 10 months. It should be out on the...
Do you know what it's about? I mean, is it a Western, a drama, a mystery,
no,
a comedy?
No, this is going to be a comedy about a man that goes around New York interviewing people and all the wild things that happen to him.
And it's like me. That's not Man on the Street. That's the program. Well, every day at 3 o'clock, I go on the air on the radio, Man on the Street. It's a very good program.
Well, that is a coincidence.
I'm marrying
him. I mean, I hope maybe we could get you in the show.
Hey, I'd be good for the part because I know how to act. This is my job. I do it every day at 3 o'clock.
Well, I'll see what I could do for you, honey.
Thank you, Miss Abby Lane. Thank you. Throw a little kiss to the folks.
Goodbye, all.
Oh, yes, folks. Boy, we had an exciting pro. This one, the exciting pro. Willie Mays and Miss Abby Lane, people fainting. I see a taxi cab drive just pulled over to the Hotel Ritz. I think I'll talk to him. He's not picking up any fares. Mister, what is your name, please?
Well, my name is Joe Botza.
Joe Botza. Do you know what program you're on?
Candy Camera?
No, Man on the Street. It's a radio program.
Who's the man on the street?
Me!
Oh!
Mr. Joe Galasso.
Joe Galasso! I've heard a lot about you.
Oh.
You're no good.
No, I'm not. That's the wrong thing to heard about. You listen to my wife all the time?
Yeah.
Are you married?
No.
What do you do?
I drive a taxi. Oh, I had one too many last night.
What you have too many?
I don't know. Let's see. Too many. Eggs, you know, the smell on them.
You have too many eggs and you're getting sick?
Yeah.
Now, darling, be very careful and don't get too many eggs. I'll go upstairs and get you a couple eggs.
Well, you said you weren't married.
Oh, that was my grandmother.
Oh.
She's not a day over 100.
Not a day over 100.
No.
Tell me, you're a taxi cab driver. You pick up a lot of interesting people. Can you tell me about one of them?
Well, it was this man. His name was... It wasn't Sal, because that name was funny. I don't know where anybody could think of a name like that. His name was John.
Tell me, what does he do?
Well, he came in the capsie bag.
You can't even say taxi cab.
I can't say capsie cab. Capsie bags. Oh, I had one too many, like I said.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Anyway, he came in the capsie tab. He came into the thing.
All right.
And he looked out the window and he kept on looking at it. I think it was a crook or something.
And what did he do?
Well, he told me to stop by this bus stop, and the bus was coming right at me. He jumped out of the car, and he shot at me. But I ducked, and the bullet went right out and hit an old lady right in the head.
Oh, I read about that in the newspaper. How long was that?
About 2.5 days ago.
Oh, I thought I remember that.
Did you hear?
Do you smoke?
No.
Do you drink?
No.
You're a nice, clean man.
Yeah.
I want to see more men like that. Thank you, mister.
did you hear about that guy? Goes around killing people?
Don't tell me it's Mr. Boxigaloop.
Yeah.
I interviewed him last week.
Well, guess what?
Why?
I'm a cousin of him, and he told me to get your body.
Now, wait a minute. No, please. We're going to have a slight commercial. Folks, if you get up tired in the morning, you can't eat your breakfast, your eyes are watering, your face is all white, do you feel like that? My advice is go to bed! Thank you for that commercial. Well, guess who I see? She looks like an old lady. I don't want to say anything. Her teeth are falling out. Limping down Broadway. But I'll talk to her anyway. I feel like old people, this lady wrote in yesterday. How come I don't interview old people or old men or women? Well, today that lady who wrote in is going to find out. Miss, Granny, what is your name, please?
Well, of all the nerves, some people are so nosy.
What's the matter?
How dare you, dashing young man, ask me what my name is?
You don't know who you're on. The man in the street. The man on the street interview.
You're on. The man laying on the street in a minute.
You're on the radio right now. 20 million people are listening to you on Channel 77. WABC. That was a little commercial.
I don't believe you.
Look at that truck sitting across the street with the guy waving crazily. Well, he's giving me directions on the voice singles so we can talk the right to people all over the country can hear your voice. Say something.
Why me?
Well, I picked you because you came down the street first. I was talking to a taxicab driver. I was talking to Miss Abby Lane, Willie Mays.
Go away.
What's the matter, lady?
I wish you would go away before I hit you.
Lady, what's the matter? A southern girl is talking to him and everything.
I don't believe you.
Lady, you're on the show, so shut up! Now, what is your name?
Why are you telling me to say something and then you tell me to shut up?
What is your name, please?
You know what you sound like when you said that?
Who?
I don't know.
But Kaya?
Yeah.
To tell the truth, sometimes I say that. What is your name?
You wouldn't believe it.
I better move to a new country like New Jersey or California. Everybody in New York says, you wouldn't believe it. And my ears, every night I have nightmares of people jumping over fences saying, you wouldn't believe it. Let's get back to this, I believe it. What is your name, please?
Mrs. Abakalisha Malafuli Itamaleguli.
Now, folks, it's the first time in my life I don't believe it. Now, I believe this lady. Are you married?
No.
And you're an old, you're a nice
lady. My name
lady.
Is Mrs. just for the health of it.
Okay. What do you do for employment living?
Who's that little girl jumping rope over the wire?
Little girl, what's your name?
Cindy.
Cindy? What are you doing in the middle of Broadway jumping rope? Oh, but don't jump on the middle of the street. A bus might hit you. Now stay on the sidewalk, you little those children today. Are you married?
Yes.
You said no before.
Well, my name is Mrs. Ashka being the bottle you have jump into the garden, and my name I should be married with the Mrs.
Oh, okay.
What do you do
for an employment? That's what I was asking you.
Oh. I unscramble words.
You unscramble words?
Yeah.
And you get paid for this?
Of course.
Where is this unscrambled word place? Is it a store, or you do it at home, or what?
No, it's part of the gigantic building called the Empire State Building.
Oh, where's that located?
You ever hear of that?
Yeah, I broadcast from the station, on the Empire State Building.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you've heard of it. I mean, I don't like stupid people running around New York broadcasting and not even knowing where they come from. Some people do that, you know.
Folks, I don't know how I picked these people. This is one in a million. All right, get back to this.
I'm one in 2 million, if you don't mind.
Okay. What else could I ask you? You're married, so you have any kids? They're probably big by now. They're probably married.
I have 13 kids.
They're married?
Well, 8 of them are.
And they have any grand? Are you a grandmother? Have grandchildren?
Yes.
How many grandchildren, please?
13.
13 grandchildren.
And 13 kids. Don't forget that now.
Okay. So thank you, Mrs. Whatever that means, she's the lady. Thank you, Mrs. Gabidigana. Well, goodbye, miss. I see a man. He's an old man. I think he's a punk. I think he's one of those hobo guys. He's walking down the main avenue.
What did you call me?
I'm not talking to you. Oh, mister.
Don't call me a punk.
Sorry, you're an old man. What is your name?
My name is Mr.
Are you married to an old crow that talks? Are you married to an old crow?
No crow.
What are you doing straggling down Broadway?
Well, I'm trying to cross the street, but some guy, stupid guy, called me a punk.
Besides me? Isn't that some other guy?
No, I think it was you.
You know what this thing is I'm holding in my hand?
A helicopter?
No. The helicopter's much bigger.
A nose.
A nose? That's too big for a nose.
A submarine?
This is a microphone.
Don't tell me.
You are on Man on the Street. Around 20 million people are listening to you now.
They are? Why would they?
77 WABC.
Why don't they spend their time better than listen to me?
But they want to know about people of New York. They want to know what kind of people. Why, Mrs. Bacchaloup, one of the famous people of pizza pie.
What
do you do for a living, mister?
Me? I don't work anymore. I'm retired.
What did you used to do?
Well, I used to have a lot of jobs.
What was one of them?
I worked in Conner Canter Company.
What was that?
Well, I don't have many teeth in my mouth, and I can't talk good.
Oh, we won't spend so much tape on that. Did I ask you if you were married? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm married.
Oh. And, you have any kids?
13.
That number gets around. Any grandchildren? Are you a grandfather?
Well, I thought I was a grandmother. No, I'm a grandfather, I guess.
How old are you? I want to know. Don't be ashamed.
I won't. You won't believe me.
How old are you?
You won't believe me.
I hear that word one more time. I swear I'm going to quit this show, Joe. And I don't care if my husband, my honey, doesn't get any money, paycheck from me. If not the person that says you don't believe, I'll break the microphone over their head.
You won't believe it.
Get back here. How old are you?
I'm 92.
92 years old. What, Joe? We're going off the air. You may be the last person to say goodbye because I might retire.
Goodbye.
Show this, people, this is your man on the street saying goodbye until next week. Channel 77, WABC, 3 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. I'm slipping on my words. Today, if you just tuned in now, we're going off the air. Too bad for you. We have Miss Abby Lane, Willie Mays, a southern girl, an old crow, and